Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is your host, Apostle Minetta here. We are live in the great city of Detroit. We just thank God to be back with you again here on our online church broadcast. We thank God that he has allowed us to come and share with you for the next 35 minutes on our series on Back to the Bible, the Victorious Church. This is our lesson 4. I encourage you to grab your Bible, grab something to write with, something to write on, and most of all, come with an open and teachable spirit. This is session 4 of our program, and we're going to talk today, beloved, about church discipline and leadership. Church discipline and leadership. It'll probably end up being a two-part series for this particular session. I don't want to rush through, but I want to be able to cover all the passages of scriptures that we would read through, we would ponder, we would expand and expand upon as the body of Christ. And when we started this series in the month of October about the Victorious Church, we have covered, as we know, Jesus said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Well, beloved, if this is your first time listening in, I encourage you to go back to our archives that's available 24/7 at no cost and listen to our series that we have covered about the Victorious Church, the body of Christ, amen, and church leadership. That's what we've covered over the last 3 weeks in the month of October. And if you're really encouraged and inspired, I encourage you to go into the September series and where we shared with you, amen, talking about the church again, but, beloved, the church commission, talking about discipleship and leadership. You will be blessed, you will be encouraged, and you will be inspired. Go in, listen, download 24/7, a great teaching series for you, and looking at the Word of God in the month of August and September. So those are some of the nuggets that we have covered over the last 90 days. When we think about the Victorious Church, the Church of Jesus Christ, amen, that he founded, that he started. Who's a part of that church? Believers, those that have accepted Jesus Christ. We're not talking about brick and mortar and pews and stained glass and steeples. Beloved, but we're talking about the body. And that's why we covered in great depth 2 weeks ago about the body. The body of Christ. And so today, we want to look at church discipline. Church discipline. Our focus and purpose for our online church is to equip, to build up, to teach, to prepare believers through true, authentic discipleships. That's what we're called to do. To disciple you, amen, to teach you, to prepare you, as we looked at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 15. And so today, beloved, we're looking at church discipline. As we look at various scriptures, I want to give them to you, and I will read them aloud. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Acts chapter 6, verse 2 and 4, John 21, verse 15 through 17, Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 1 through 9, Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 2 through 5. These are some of our foundational scriptures that we're looking at church discipline. And so I gave you those passages of scripture because we want to look at some of the responsibility of spiritual leaders, the fivefold ministry gifts, pastors and elders. We talked about last week about church elders and the qualifications under that leadership and what are some of the authority and the responsibility and the purpose of the fivefold ministry. Go back and listen to last week. If you're part of my Facebook family, I posted last week's message, last week's teaching message and lesson, and you can go back in and click and listen. But as we look at these passages of scripture, let's go to the book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 20. For your hearing, I want to be able to share what some of the responsibilities of pastors and elders and spiritual leaders, even today, as we look through the lens of Acts chapter 20 and those other scriptures. I may read them, I may not. That may be your assignment to go in and read them as well. But when we look at Acts chapter 20, verse 28, amen, for your hearing, it says, make sure I'm looking at the right verse here. Oh, here it is. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he have purchased with his blood. Amen, amen. I'm looking at these passages of scripture because we're looking at some of the responsibility. Those that are listening in, that are in the position of spiritual leaders, fivefold ministry, pastors, elders, there are responsibilities that you have as a part of the church discipline. So when we look at this particular verse, the Ephesian elders were told to feed the believers under their care by teaching them God's word. That's vital right there. Teaching, preaching, preaching, amen, and to shepherd them by examples of God's love. So, beloved, all leaders of the church carry two major responsibilities. Number one, to nourish others with God's truth and to exemplify God's truth at work in their own lives. And God's truth must be talked out and lived out, beloved. That's a responsibility for every spiritual leader. Pastor, apostles, evangelists, prophets, teachers, elders, bishops, that is your key responsibility to the church of Jesus Christ. And as we look at these scriptures, even in greater detail, you will get a greater understanding, not only as the leaders, but as a member in the body of Christ. Let's turn to Acts 20, Acts chapter 6, verse 2 and 4. Amen. We're still laying foundations, beloved, because that's what we want to do, is give you biblical foundation to become followers and disciples of Christ through authentic, amen, authentic, real discipleship. So Acts chapter 6, verse 2 and 4 says, for your hearing, amen, amen. This Bible, I have worked it, so the pages are very fragile. But verse 2 and 4, for your hearing. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continuously to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Amen. What are some of the responsibilities as a spiritual leader? Whatever title, whatever position, here it is in the book of Acts telling us we are charged to do. Because, beloved, when we look at the early church, it increased in size, and so did the needs. So you think about, if you are the senior leader, pastor, and maybe you have 25 people, but you desire to increase it to 250 or 2,500 or 25,000, understand, beloved, with the increase in the church of people, also the needs, the responsibilities. So one was to organize the distribution of food to the poor. We have the poor among us still. And so many of our churches, I know my local church, we have a food pantry program. We have a monthly meal for the homeless. We go to the shelters. We go to the senior citizen building preparing meals. And so just as in the first century church and the early church, here we are, beloved, over 2,000 years later. That responsibility is still in our communities. And so when you think about the apostles needed to focus, that's a key word. They needed to focus on preaching, so that they chose others to administer the food program, the food bank, the food distribution. Each person, beloved, in the body of Christ has a necessary part to play in the life of the church. I've been sharing with you over the last several weeks about the body. There are many members, but one body. And so if you are in a position of leadership and find yourself really just overwhelmed by responsibility, determine your God-given ability and priorities, and then find others to help you. Ministry is not a solo responsibility. There's no lone rangers. We saw the model that Jesus put in place. He sent them out in twos. We saw the 70. We saw the 120 in the upper room, beloved. So ministry is team ministry. Amen. No solo birds, no lone rangers in the ministry of Jesus Christ, in the work of Jesus Christ. And if you are not in leadership, you have gifts that can be used by God in various areas of the church ministry. Amen. I'm not just talking about your local church, your local assembly, your local fellowship, your local temple, whatever name you may call yourself as the body of local believers. But it is beyond the pews and the pulpit. It is beyond the stained glass and steeple that you have a body of believers in a local community, city, or region. And so offer your gifts in service to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Keep that in mind, beloved, because that administrative task, as we see here in the book of Acts, it was not taken lightly. Notice the requirement for those that were going to serve, who were to handle the feeding program. Number one, they were good with reputations of being honest. Number two, they were full of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and wise. Amen. This is what they were saying as qualifiers for those that handle the food program. We have what we call Meals on Wheels, and we deliver meals daily. That's a program here in Detroit, and they deliver meals to those that are homebound, those senior citizens. So if we look at those qualifiers, people who carry heavy responsibilities and work closely with others should have these qualities. See, we must look for honest, spiritually mature, and wise men and women to lead our churches. Amen. To lead our community. And so the apostles in this time, their priorities were correct. See, the ministry of the word should never be neglected because of administrative burdens. Hear what I said. The ministering of the word, preaching, the teaching of the word, should never be neglected because of administrative burdens and responsibilities. As leaders, as spiritual leaders, as pastors, senior pastors, you could have that responsibility, should never try or be expected to do everything. Hear what I'm saying for you that are serving as pastors. Instead, the work of the church should be spread among its members. Amen. So spiritual leadership is serious business and must not be taken lightly by the church or the leaders. And in the early church, the chosen leaders were commissioned. They were set aside by prayer and laying of hands by the apostle. And so think in those terms, laying hands on someone is an ancient Jewish practice, and it was a way to set a person apart for special service, beloved. Oh, I just want you to really grasp with some of the responsibilities of spiritual leaders. In John 21, I'm spending quite a bit of time because I want this foundation about church discipline to be in place. Look at John chapter 21. John chapter 21. I hope you wrote it down. You'll be able to go back throughout this week and read and meditate on these passages of Scripture, verse 15 and 17. Through 17. Amen. John 21 through 17. This is Jesus talking with Peter. The word of God, it says, "So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?' He said unto him, 'Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee.' He said it unto him, 'Feed my lamb.'" This is Jesus speaking. Verse 16, he said to him again, Jesus said again, the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He said it unto him, "Feed my sheep." Verse 17, this is Jesus speaking. He said it unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus said unto him, "Feed my sheep." Feed my sheep. Spiritual leaders, pastors, fivefold ministry gifts, Jesus spoke to Peter, "Feed my lamb, feed my sheep." And he said it a third time, "Feed my sheep, feed my sheep." See, beloved, this is a scene that took place between Jesus and Peter on the beach. And Jesus led Peter through an experience that would remove the cloud of his denial. For you Bible scholars and readers out there, you know that Peter denied Jesus three times that he was connected to him. But Jesus had already told Peter that before the cock crowed three times, that Peter would deny him. And see, Peter had denied Jesus three times. Three times Jesus asked Peter, as I read, if he loved him. And when Peter answered yes, Jesus told him to feed his sheep. And it's one thing to say you love Jesus, but the real test is the willingness to serve him. Are you willing to serve him? Are you willing to minister him? See, Peter had repented. And now Jesus asked him to commit his life. See, Peter's life changed when he finally realized who Jesus was. His occupation changed from fisherman to evangelist. If you recall, when Jesus recruited Peter, he said, "Follow me. I will make you fisher of men." Amen? And so we now see here, Peter taking on his assignment as an evangelist, the one who would spread the good news about Jesus Christ. Peter's identity changed from the impetuous to the rock. Jesus was talking to Peter, Simon Peter, the rock, and his relationship to Jesus changed. And now he was forgiven, amen, fully understood the significance of Jesus' words about his death and resurrection, beloved. Feed my sheep. Think about that. My sheep. Part of the responsibility as spiritual leaders to feed God's sheep. As Jesus asked Peter three times if he loved him, the first time Jesus said, "Lovest." That's a Greek word, agape, agape love, self-sacrificial love. See, he said that, "Lovest, love me more than these." And then that second time, Jesus focused on Peter alone and still used the word translated into Greek, agape, A-G-A-P-E, agape-type love. And the third time, Jesus used the word translated into Greek, philos, which signifies affection or affinity or brotherly love. Philadelphia, you know, the city here in the U.S., Philadelphia, it is called the city of brotherly love. So we see he was asked, in effect, "Are you even my friend?" See, each time that Peter responded with the word, it translated into the Greek, philos. Jesus doesn't settle for a quick, superficial answers. He has a way of getting to the heart of the matter, and Peter had to face his true feelings and motives with Jesus confronted him. How would you respond if Jesus asked you, "Thou me?" Think about that, beloved. If Jesus asked you that question, do you really love Jesus? And are you his friend? I know Israel Houghton has a song that he produced, "I Am a Friend of God." We know God said that Abraham was his friend. But I propose that question to you this morning. Do you really love Jesus? And are you his friend? Ponder on that, beloved. Think about that. As leaders, as spiritual leaders, when we look at church discipleship and some of the responsibilities that we have to God, to Jesus Almighty, who established the church, amen, upon the rock, and that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Our last two passages of scriptures are found in Ezekiel. Many of you are listening in through the internet. If you want to continue for the next 15 minutes, you need to dial in to 1-345-945-6272. 345-945-6272. I think that's our number. You can click on. But we're going to be looking at Ezekiel 33, verse 1 through 9, and Ezekiel 34, verse 2 through 5. For those that are signing out, have a blessed week, and we look forward to you being back with us next week here on our online gathering church. So let us look at Ezekiel 33. Amen. Ezekiel 33. Very familiar passage of scripture for many of us, but I want to read it out because we're still looking at the responsibilities of spiritual leaders, that we have to be accountable to what God has called us to do as leaders in the body of Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Ezekiel 33, for your hearing, verse 1 through 9. I'm only going to read a couple of verses, and you can read the rest of doing your week of study. Verse 1 through 6. Amen. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. Then whosoever hears the sound of the trumpet and take not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I request at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. Amen, amen. Wow. Wow. That's the word of God. When we're looking at some of the responsibilities of spiritual leaders and pastors and elders and fivefold ministry gifts, this is a part of the church discipline, beloved. When we think about what the word of God is speaking to us in Ezekiel, God is reminding Ezekiel that he is a watchman. He's reminded that he is the nation's watchman. So, beloved, you may be the watchman at your local church, your community, your city, your region, your nation. So when we look at this point, Ezekiel has announced judgment upon Judah and the surrounding evil nations for their sins. Now that Jerusalem has fallen, he turns from messages of doom and judgment to messages of comfort, hope, and future restoration for God's people. That's where chapter 33 starts off. God previously appointed Ezekiel to be a watchman, warning the nation of coming judgment. Think about that, beloved. As a spiritual leader today, your responsibility. Here we see God appoints him to be a watchman again, but this time to preach a message of hope. So as we look throughout Ezekiel 33, 34, 36, all the way to 48, you may want to read throughout the rest of these chapters, but there are still sections of warning. But these are part of the large picture of hope, beloved. Anchor your hope in the Lord God. That's where we must anchor. We see all types of things going on in this nation of the United States of America and all around the world. But as watchmen on the wall, let our message be a message of hope. As led by the Holy Spirit, God will remember to bless those who are faithful to him. See, we must pay attention to both aspects of Ezekiel's message, warning and promise. Warning and promise. And those who persist in rebelling against God should take warning. And those faithful to God should find encouragement and hope. Amen. So as a spiritual leader, our responsibilities to warn and have a message of hope and encouragement. Look at the next chapter, 34, chapter 34, verse 2 through 5. And this will be our last one. I see we have quite a few persons that have joined with us this morning. And I thank God for Elder, Pastor Jenny, Minister Levy, and there's some others who have called in. And we're going to have time to open up the line for a time of prayer and discussion. But verse 34, chapter 34, verse 2 through 5 for your hearing. We're still talking about some of the responsibilities. I'm laying this as a foundation, starting with the spiritual leaders. Next week, beloved, you have to come back. We'll continue to look at the church members and responsibility and discipline. Amen. We're not rushing through this, beloved. But the word of God says in verse 2, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherd feed the flock? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that was broken, neither have you brought against that was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. Oh, my goodness. So, beloved, the responsibility of the shepherd, when we look at this, what Ezekiel is speaking to us. See, Ezekiel prophesied against the religious leaders, the shepherds of that time, who took care of themselves while exploiting and even abusing their people. Lord have mercy. Jeremiah also accused these leaders of neglecting the people. See, leaders in the church today, hear what I'm saying, must not fall into the trap of spending time and money to promote or even enjoy themselves when they should be using resources to provide for the needs of those they serve. And to avoid this, leaders must stay close to their flock. Amen. And so we're not saying, beloved, that as a spiritual leader, that you should not be taken care of, that your needs are not met physically, for your family, all those things that you need. Amen. So Ezekiel is saying what God would judge the religious leaders because they were caught up in their own concerns and they were neglecting their service to others. We know judgment will begin at the household of faith. So spiritual leaders, hear what I'm saying, must be careful not to pursue self-development at the expense of broken, battered people. And when we give too much attention to our own needs and ideas, we may push God aside and abandon those who depend upon us. That's what Ezekiel is saying to you and me today, beloved, as we continue to look at church discipline. What are some of the responsibilities of spiritual leaders, of apostles, of prophets, of evangelists, pastors, teachers, overseers, elders, bishops? It has been laid out by God's word, our responsibilities that God has chosen and established and put you in place to train, to equip, to prepare the maturing of the people of God, the flock, to the fullness of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so as we continue, beloved, may this word richly empower you, encourage you, and build you up with the responsibility as spiritual leaders in the body of Christ for a time such as this. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I'm opening the lines this morning. We thank God for Elder Pastor Jenny and Minister Lovey. Amen. God's blessings to each of you this morning. I just want to see if there's any remarks or reflections that you would like to share with our audience this morning, with those that are listening in near and far. Elder Jenny and then Minister Loving. Amen.
God bless everyone this morning. The word of God today was very sobering, at least in my point of view, as the way I was listening to it, because we are building the kingdom, but we're building people's lives. So as leaders of the church, we have to be the prime example that God loves them and that we receive them and that we teach them well and that we help them to grow. And that should be our primary thought. And when we deviate from that, that God would speak to us through other people and that we would have a teachable, pliable spirit to listen to God when he speaks to us. So I was very blessed this morning with the word, the responsibility of being a spiritual leader, and that we have those two responsibilities. So that was very clear and very precious because we need to walk out the truth and teach others to follow our lead. So what we believe, we should walk in it first. God bless.
Amen. As Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. That we should be imitators of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Minister Lovey, if you have any remarks or reflections that you'd like to share this morning.
Good morning to God's people. Yes, it was a wonderful lesson this morning. What I really saw is that there's a great responsibility upon leadership, not to walk or think in our own, but to follow Christ as he did. Also, it's not a solo kind of ministry and leadership. That's why we have to continue to ask the Lord to make us one, because it takes all of us to carry out God's purpose and his plans that he has called forth, not only in the church, but the church of the living God. So, yes, leadership does have an awesome task to follow Christ. He's given us his instructions according to Acts, what the responsibilities are, and we are to seek him how to carry out that responsibility. So God bless you, Apostle, and great teaching.
Amen. Well, we just thank God for these women of God who have come alongside as we are carrying out the work of Christ in our lives individually, but as a corporate body. And we thank God that there are no solo birds. Amen. There are no Tontos or Lone Rangers. Tonto had Lone Ranger, and Lone Ranger had Tonto. As we see the word of God and the works of Christ will go forth in each of our lives, and that we will be fruitful in this time and season. Next week, we will look at how the body of Christ is supposed to relate to our leaders. Amen. Amen. You want to make sure you come back next week. And we just thank God for each of you as we look at the month of October. It is a spiritual leader and pastor.